Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, happy hump day, happy matters of the heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and thank you for tuning in to this morning, our afternoon, our evening, our late night, wherever you are in the world edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, okay? So, happy birthday if today is your birthday, okay? I think today is Prince Charles' birthday, if I believe so. So happy birthday to Prince Charles and all of my friends who are celebrating the birthday today. I will be going over, like always, well, most days. Sometimes I don't get a chance to check out the birthday list of my favorite celebrities, but I will real soon during this broadcast. So thank you again for tuning in, and whatever you're doing, preparing for work or school or chilling or at lunch or at work or in traffic or just cruising down to work or whatever, I wish you a blessed day and a happy holiday season, too. Wow. Thanksgiving is only a week away from tomorrow. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, tomorrow on Thursday, we will be continue talking about preparing for the holidays. The holidays are here, you know. So it's like current now, right now, preparing for the holidays. That's what that topic is all about. No joke, right? And feel free to chat in the chat room with me and also dial 714-409-0614 to listen, or if you need to make a comment, a positive comment, feel free, or just share your perspective regarding matters of the heart, dating, holiday season and romance, if you're single or not, if you're looking, if you're single and satisfied, if, you know, married couple call in and talk about holiday season plans and date ideas and single people. And the Wednesday show are usually recommended for age 18 and older because of the subject matter can get really deep and very adult and very, very, very open. So that's why Wednesdays, that's pretty much the show that's always mature for that reason. Other shows are rated mature because of lyrical context of some songs. You know, some people like to be warned if they're going to hear an F word or, you know, or hear something explicit or not. So that's why most shows are rated mature for Wednesdays, because of the subject matter of love, dating, sex, romance, et cetera. His Dread Days, I Tasso.
you, but never without you. You're the one violation. Never without you, but never without you. The faithful don't know what they do.
I'm the violator.
Another one. If you listen to the show from yesterday, I played Hippie Funk by my dear friend Charisma, but also known as Crash Knee Sirius, representing Istanbul, Turkey. He's been one of my favorite Facebook friends since I joined Facebook in 07-08. And he is an amazing talent, is he not? That was Midnight Dreams. Wow, and I have a lot of Midnight Dreams. That was a beautiful song with beautiful music. And if you missed Heavy Funk, here's Heavy Funk. Wow.
Thank you.
Please gonna leave. I never let ya. Now I'm writing you this letter. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, if I knew back then what I know right now. Shoulda, coulda, woulda done better. Well, yeah, yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Would have done better.
Could have, would have done better. Woo! Yes, love it. Oh, man. And did you all not love my friend, Charisma, Krajni Sirius, representing Istanbul, Turkey? There's way more where that comes from. Hey, this is the place. I thank you all for spreading the word. Since March 21st, 2011, this has been the place for entertainment, lifestyle news, awesome music from underground, indie, and mainstream artists worldwide. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I know. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate the guests. Amazing guests with amazing stories of ups and downs and success. Each and every person who have appeared on the show have been an inspiration. True that, right? I know, true that. Again, happy birthday if today is your birthday. And happy birthday to the Prince. And, of course, a big shout-out to all my listeners in the UK and in Australia and Netherlands. My friend is in the chat room. I love the chat room from the Netherlands and my friends in Japan and Dubai and my friends in the Islands and my friends in all over America and in Hawaii. And I know Hawaii is part of America. In Hawaii, one of my favorite shows here on Blog Talk Radio, I have a couple of shows that are based in Hawaii and also Canada. A lot of Canada supporters and listeners and friends I network with. So, and my friends in South America and in Mexico, just a big shout out to you. Okay, thank you all so much for your support. But again, happy birthday to Prince Charles. He's 64 today. And also Boutros Ghali, former UN Secretary General, is 90. Ellis Marsalis, he is 78 today, jazz pianist. PJ O'Rourke, writer, is 65. Buckwheat Zydeco. Zydeco musician, 65. You all don't know about Zydeco music. I need to play some Zydeco music. You know, Zydeco music is originated down in New Orleans. But, you know, I'm in Jackson, so we like Zydeco music here. And one thing I noticed, even though I hadn't been to Dallas in a minute, one thing I noticed, too, you know, Dallas DFW community love all types of music also. And I noticed that Zydeco, a lot of people in Dallas love Zydeco music also. And happy birthday to Buckwheat Zydeco. And Zydeco music is, you've heard, if you've been in New Orleans or you like New Orleans music, you have been exposed to Zydeco music. Yanni Pianist, he's 58 today. Laura San Gia Cuomo, actress, just shoot me, is 51. C.B. Swinney, actor, is 51. Reverend Run! He's 48 today, rapper Run DMC. Oh, my God. I never missed a Run DMC concert back in the day. Patrick Warburton, actor, 48. If I locate some of my pictures from back in the day, I'll post them up. I have a lot of pictures. Of course, you all know this. A lot of pictures I've lost, too. Boo-hoo. Patrick Warburton, actor, 48. Kurt Schilling, best baseball player, 46. John Dumel, actor, 40. He's 40. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today is 58 years young today. And also today in history, 1973, Britain's Princess Anne married Captain Mark Phillips in Westminster Abbey. In 1922, the British Broadcasting Corporation began its domestic radio service. 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed the Philippine Islands a free commonwealth. I was looking up at my switchboard to see what my friends were talking about in the chat room. Please excuse me. 1972, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 1,000 for the first time. And also, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick was published in 1851. In 1940, on this date, German planes destroyed most of the English town of Coventry during World War II. Also, in 86, the SEC fined Ivan F. Boesky $100 million for insider stock trading. In 95, the U.S. government constituted a partial shutdown, closing national parks and museums while government offices operated with skeleton crews. I remember that, and that doesn't even seem that long ago. It's 1995, but my God, it sounds like that was like recently. 1999, the United Nations imposed sanctions on Afghanistan for refusing to hand over terrorist suspect Osama bin Laden. So that's courtesy of AP and the Dallas News, Dallas Morning News, DallasNews.com. So thank you again for your support. Big shout out to my friends in the chat room and those of you that are listening in your various ways that you do listen. Here's my friend Maurice Mills, a native Texan based in Chicago.
Trying to figure out
is Sexy India. You can tweet her at Sexy India, host of Dollhouse Radio, one of my favorite shows, or really one of the shows, her show, Ryan Cuban's show, Revolution Rant, and Little Flip's show, Flyboy Radio, inspired me to go ahead. Because I have been interested in getting back on the air and back into radio, producing the show, and I love those three shows, plus a few other shows that I listen to on blogradio.com, and I was like, wait a second, I'm going to get back on the air right here in the comfort of my own home. So thank you all for your support so much. So here's India Morrell. I need to add some of her newer tracks to my playlist. Her show airs on Saturday nights, and also she does a Sunday afternoon brunch. And also I think she aired pretty much through the week also, but Saturday nights, and I know Sunday brunch. But her show and her crew are funny. They have me cracking up, and her guests and fans, oh, my God, what a hilarious show for adults, most definitely. Here's India Morrell, Sexy India.
Yeah. I want to do something different tonight. You know? Like... I do a lot of things, but tonight is your night, and I'ma do everything you want. So, bring your ear to the phone.
Deserve to stay safe, but I appreciate you. Thank you.
name, and of course you heard Indian Morale. I know, EXO and whatever. Whatever can get kind of naughty at the end, huh? And I was like, uh-oh. Okay. Thank you.
My name is Janice Nolan. I am Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Wow. Woo, I know the PSAs are something. You hear something new every time also. I'm looking at an article posted in thecommunityword.com, and it reads this, and it's written by Sandra Post. Gratitude is an essential ingredient for Thanksgiving Day. Gratitude is an essential ingredient for Thanksgiving Day, joined with laughter and love and the savory aroma of turkey and dressing and pumpkin pies. The menu and mood are sure to please. Thankfulness is expressed on other days throughout the year. But on the fourth Thursday of November, it reaches a crescendo as we pause, bow our heads, and consider our blessings. In years past, the day after Thanksgiving signaled the beginning of the Christmas season. We honor Thanksgiving, keeping it in its rightful place as the holiday in November, and after a festive meal in the company of loved ones and a good night's sleep. We welcome the beginning of Christmas season. We called it Christmas without awkwardness or apology, even though, like now, not everyone celebrated the holiday season because of religious convictions, nor was there the concern about whether to wish someone happy holidays or Merry Christmas. Folks say times in the good old days, a very subjective phrase depending on one's age and perspective, was simpler. Perhaps, but times weren't perfect then, and it's not beneficial to pretend otherwise. Wishing people a Merry Christmas does not take away their freedom to observe the holiday in whatever way they choose, but it also doesn't make sense to wish sales personnel a Merry Christmas after berating them because the store is out of a certain item. The sentiment involved in whatever greeting is expressed needs to be gracious, thoughtful, and most important, sincere. Celebrating Thanksgiving before moving on to Christmas makes good sense. We need to acknowledge our blessings and express gratitude before we jump into the hoopla that become the holiday season. And somewhere along the way, we should ask if our holiday observances still make good sense, or does it make better sense to modify a few details? Does the bacon and shopping and decorating make us feel more irritable than joyous? The answer is obvious. Sometimes we get so caught up in the details and the demands we put on ourselves, we forget the reason we're celebrating in the first place. We're not vying for a Martha Stewart decorating award when we set the table for Thanksgiving dinner or make Christmas cookies. The objective is to have guests feel comfortable and welcome and share generously with others the gratitude and grace of the experience. Does it really matter if the pumpkin pie is homemade or the house is an award-winning display of Christmas trees in every room? If the work is worth the effort, wonderful, but sometimes less is best. Santa Claus is renowned for making a list and checking it twice. Perhaps we should follow his example. We don't have to get into the naughty or nice judgment. But list making can work like a charm for efficiency and for determining importance. What needs to be accomplished? What are the deadlines? What are the absolutes? Make the list one day. Set it aside. Reread 3 days later. And see if the list truly reflects the feelings and goals for the season. And keep a gratitude list writing on it daily from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Amazing what we value, what is not essential but covets our time. May your Thanksgiving day be filled with blessings and the wisdom to recognize them. That is an amazing thought. For real. Amazing. Amazing article and a good point. And it goes hand in hand with something that my attorney, crazy friend, comedian, do-it-yourself pro just posted on his Facebook page. And literally, I'm on the air, and I thought I wasn't going to have time to read it. And then I read it, and I was like, wow. So I'm going to share it with you because it goes in, hand in hand with this article, and Jay wrote a morning, because he does a Bible thump every day on Facebook, morning Bible thump with JL. Witnessing without noticing, about 25 years ago, I was getting lunch at a fast food joint. I wasn't especially faithful at the time. I've always liked to people watch, and a group of construction guys came in and sat down. They were all yucking it up and talking amongst themselves, but I noticed one bow his head for a moment before he ate. He was praying. Now, my grandfather was a minister, and we said grace when he was around, but that was about it as far as prayer before meals. That man at that fast food place witnessed to me and didn't even realize it. The Spirit worked through him to get my attention. I began to more or less throw a prayer at God, usually the Lord's Prayer, because I couldn't think of anything else, which I now know is the prayer. Before my meals and something miraculous occurred, I started to think about God at least 3 times a day. There's a lot more to the story, so stay tuned, and please feel free to share with me. And that's Jay Lucas, my amazing attorney. And it's good to have praying doctors, but to have an attorney that prays also, that is, like, super cool and so good to know and so refreshing, you know, really. So that is what he shared with us this morning, and it's just amazing, and wow, it's just beautiful, beautiful thought. But I hope you liked that article from the Community Word regarding gratitude, and that was something that when the Deaf Shepherd called in last week, that he had, you know, was talking about gratitude and just do things and spend money that you don't have. And so, like they said in that article, you know, make your list and rethink it and go over it. And does it really go hand in hand what everything means? And so, you know, today matters of the heart and love, unconditional love, romantic love, all of that goes hand in hand. Oh, really? So, wow. Let's see. I'm looking at the HallmarkChannel.com. Because I'm pretty much looking at, like, love and Thanksgiving, love and the holiday season. And those are important words and articles that I've located. So, taking this particular article that I want to see and mention, different, the channel to watch, of course, for Thanksgiving is the Hallmark movie channel, which we always know that, right? Lifetime and Hallmark, have amazing programming. Haven't got hooked up with my new cable provider, so I don't know. My channels are kind of limited right now. just pausing a second. Because the theme of just spreading the love of the holiday. And I love that article regarding gratitude. And I hope you like what I shared too regarding what Jay just wrote on his post on his status on Facebook. Oh, just the importance of your word in holiday cards and so on. I was just reading an article regarding me. So if you're like me, you like to send out greeting cards, and it's important. It is. Sometimes people think that it's not important the words that you choose, but the words that you choose are important when choosing the proper greeting card. So I was just checking that out right quick. And tomorrow we'll continue talking about preparing for the holiday season, and we'll talk about safety during holiday shopping, plus safety when you're leaving your home and when you're traveling. Also, Cousin Linda and I have talked about that before regarding the importance of not telling everybody that you're gone, and also not posting it all on the internet also that you're out of town. You're telling criminals that, hey, no one's at the house and so on. So you don't want to tell all your business regarding that. But we're still talking about matters of the heart, but I just want to remind you of what we're talking about tomorrow. We'll continue talking about preparation, cleaning, organizing. I was cleaning before coming on air this morning. For real. Cleaning and organizing and preparing for the holiday, just like we do spring cleaning, this holiday season cleaning, and you know, the change of the seasons cleaning. I hope you all contacted, utilized the information I shared yesterday regarding my friend in New York who messaged me on Facebook and posted on my wall regarding the assistance that some of my friends who are still in the dark. We have so many friends in New York who are still in the dark. And many would be living Thanksgiving without any power and electricity. But let's pray for miracles to happen for our friends to get warmth and light and just get back to a comfortable lifestyle. Sad enough, have to deal with losing things and losing loved ones and getting displaced and losing pets and so on. So I'll share that information again before going off the air. I believe she's going to call me one morning, but I don't know which morning. So you all know when you listen. You better be sure. said, L.B. Sure. I wonder what song he will release this season. Last year, he released a beautiful rendition of Silent Night. Wow, so beautiful. I will add it to my holiday playlist. I wonder what Christmas song he will remake or write a new one of this holiday season. But his rendition of Silent Night is so beautiful. You definitely need to get your hands on it. And sign up at his site, lbsure.net. He should be going on the air real soon also. Secret Garden Radio. You can also check him out. Check Love Jams out at iHeartRadio also. Just look for Love Jams, okay? But you can network with L.B. Sure on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. He's all over the place. But you check out lbsure.net. You're going to know everything, all things L.B. Sure and his siblings for real. Okay, speaking of dating, this is from an article from last November from Huffington Post. And it's Holiday Dating Advice, 5 Ways to Survive the Holiday Season. And it was written by Sarah Kelsey. And she says, call us romantics, but there's something to pull in about falling in love during the holiday season. The lights, the music, the carols is also love. Actually, but approaching that attractive guy or gal at a festive fete can feel like an insurmountable task, especially when close friends or relatives are around. To help ease the pressure of holiday dating, we chatted with Dr. Tisha Morgan, a sex therapist and couples counselor from Vancouver. Who watched Dancing Stars last night? Wasn't it amazing? Just wanted to say that right quick. That was a pretty cool episode right there. Wow. Here are some of her top tips to navigate this season's potentially unnerving and unfulfilling social situations. Believe in yourself. Confidence is sexy. Morgan's advice, fake it till you make it. That's what one of them, oh, my God. Yeah, fake it. You know, you hear that in the modeling industry, fake it till you make it. Confidence is sexy. Morgan's advice, fake it till you make it. Essentially, insecurity and a lack of confidence are all about internal struggles to accept ourselves and the outside world. If you aren't emotionally secure and confident in who you are, you aren't going to attract the right kind of people. Therefore, if you start to feel nervous, remind yourself not only of your good qualities, but that no matter what happens, you will survive. The chance for the reward is worth the risk. Break the ice. When it comes to starting a conversation with someone you're interested in, there are a few key things to remember. First, how you present yourself matters, no matter how vain that may seem. Eye contact is also important. Both speak to approachability, confidence, and friendliness, says Morgan. It's also best to leave the cheesy pickup lines at home, commenting on something that just happened or the overuse of Christmas decorations at a staff party is a better place to start. She also advises people ignore their nerves and really listen to what other people say. The attractiveness of listening is highly underrated. Science shows we tend to like and gravitate toward individuals who listen well. It makes us feel as though we are better understood. Plus, if you can keep the conversation focused on the person you're talking to, asking appropriate, intelligent questions, sparred by their answers, they're more likely to feel as though you two have a connection. Laugh off verbal stumbles. We've all inserted a foot or two into our mouths at some point. Recovering from such fumbles may not be as hard as you think. If you have the wherewithal to inject a little comedy into the situation and poke fun of yourself, more times than not, you'll come out okay. Notice when someone's attracted to you. But sometimes we don't always know, because I honestly don't know. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes people are just, you know, playing. Notice when someone's attracted to you. There are some surefire ways to tell if someone's attracted to you. Somebody can be attracted to you, but not like wanting to get all involved with you. You know, so there's different levels of people being attracted to you. That's me talking. There are some surefire ways to tell if someone's attracted to you. Here's where the eye contact thing comes in again. especially if the person of your affection holds a glance for longer than a few seconds. Other cues, says Morgan, include body language. Oh, I'm good at body language. A person may constantly turn to face you or mimic your movements. Also, when an individual constantly finds subtle ways to touch you, such as putting a hand on your arm when you laugh or arm around your lower back as you walk through a doorway, you can usually be sure that they are like future interactions. And if a person throws constant compliments your way and makes an overt effort to talk to you, they may well be attracted to you. That is a good point, though. Put your best foot forward. One of the best pieces of advice I can give when trying to attract the opposite sex is to be hard to get, not play hard to get. Okay? For example, every man and woman wants someone who is confident and independent, not needy. We want to feel as though winning the prize of this person's affection inherently speaks to the fact we are special. Also, try not to play off too many of your assets out at once, such as wearing a short skirt and a low-cut top. Instead, choose one asset to draw attention to. This will help keep a person's attention while creating just the right amount of seduction. Something else to avoid, Morgan says, talking about past relationships. You know, we talk about that a lot here anyway, talking about past relationships and expressing bitterness or negative feelings aside from that. Simply be yourself. Yes, be yourself. When you have a passion, when you have intelligent things to talk about, and when you can hold a conversation, in other words, meaning you're competent, you are miles ahead of that next pretty face. So that's pretty cool advice. That's good for not just the holiday season. That's good for every awesome day. Awesome. So that's pretty cool advice right there. So, like that. And it seems like, you know, we could all say, well, we know that advice. Yeah, we know it, but sometimes it's important to hear it in that form. And it was a pretty good article regarding dating dudes for the holiday season. And pretty much that advice goes year around. I had left my switchboard, so if anybody was online, I'm headed back to the switchboard and headed back to the chat room. I just like to look at the bigger screen on my computer. I love my MyTouch so much, and so I refer to it, too, for some stories. But that's how I'm networking on Facebook, via using my MyTouch. My T-Mobile, shout out to T-Mobile. Happy holidays, T-Mobile. I love T-Mobile. I can't believe it. I've had this phone a year, almost a year, holiday season last year. The same phone. Haven't replaced or anything. It's probably a new version of MyTouch now. Like the new versions of iPhones always come up. Okay, I'm back in the chat room with my friend. In the chat room, so no one's online because I didn't know if anybody wanted to call and talk about love and the holidays or talk about situations that they're going through, if it's Sandy or other important information that need to be shared to the listening audience. I just don't want to miss out on any of that. Oh, we have another guest. Welcome to the party room. So, yeah. Oh, here's Davey Hamilton. Gonna hold you.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. If the darkness should disappear in the darkness, you can see things clear. To reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the wind I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair, when there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair. I'm gonna be there by your side when life's too hard to take. Should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you.
I'm gonna hold you. Disappear in the darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing through, with love that's true, I'm gonna hold you.
Darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here. I'm
would tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Oh, know nothing half as much as a love for clothes. Solitary tale of a broken heart exposed. Nothing hurts a man like love for clothes. Oh, baby, it hurts. Oh, baby, it hurts. Hurts when it's too much. Just another case of just another case of
and be sure to network with my friend Sean Slevin of New York in regards to finding out how you can help if you're in the New York area, or if you're not, how you can help and assist in helping those in need regarding what happened with Sandy. Okay, and we'll talk more. Maybe Sean will call us tomorrow morning. I think I might play one more song so I can get the information that I shared with you on yesterday. But if you network with her, send her a friend request, tell her that you're a listener of Cut the Shark Entertainment Report, a friend of mine, Beth, and you would like to get involved with helping those affected by Sandy recover quickly and properly. Okay? Thank you again for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And tomorrow we're going to talk about preparing for the holiday season. The holiday season is here. Preparing for the holiday season. We're going to continue talking about that. I'm looking at information now regarding 50 celebrity chefs' recipes. We're going to remember to log in, if you haven't already, into Christmas.OrganizedHome.com. Amazing information at that website in perspectives of everything and all things Thanksgiving and Christmas season, from just planning, organizing, preparing your meals, everything. Such a useful source of information, I must say. And those of you that have checked it out, you know that I am telling the honest to goodness truth, really. That is an awesome website. Well, I'm going to conclude the show with Dread Days, because we share and we care, right? And we care and we share. Karen is sharing. And follow me at Pinterest. I know some of you all are just having a blast on Pinterest, and so am I. Pinterest.com/KULTRESHOKBETH. And I'm on Instagram also. Instagram.com/CultureShockInc. Beth, and also, you know, right here on my profile, you can link up to my Facebook page, Twitter, YouTube channel. I love the amazing YouTube channels that you videos that you all send me, and subscribe to my channel, and I'd most definitely subscribe back to your YouTube channel also, okay? So thank you so much, and happy holidays, okay? And remember, Prince's song, Rock and Roll Love Affair, goes on sale next Thursday, I think in Europe, though, but hopefully we'll be able to get our hands and our paws, we purple peeps, on that as ASAP. That's because of vinyl. I really want that vinyl. I don't know about you, but I really want that vinyl. I loved it back in the day when he just released vinyl 12 inches like it was nobody's business. But again, thank you for your support, and thank you for listening. Remember, send me your PSAs, and if you're interested in advertising, please do not hesitate to let blogtalkradio.com and myself know, because this is the perfect outlet to advertise your business. You all see the amazing advertisers that we have right here, and shout out to the city of Jackson. The city of Jackson is promoting the city, like a mystery secret type marketing campaign going on called 1114. So log on to 1114. The word 11 and the number 14.com, because it's been like a mysterious type of marketing campaign has been going on. But they announced that it's going to be at City Hall in downtown Jackson, and it's especially perfect for those foodies. You know, and I consider myself a foodie, but I'm not going. But it's supposed to be fun, like a block party event. But it's been like a mystery thing with funny video commercials have been airing and everything. So if you check out 1114.com, you will see. And I think this is the kickoff event, but I think many other events are planned for the near future. So check out 1114.com, okay, and sign up for that so you can stay and know in regards to if you're in Jackson or just like to know what's going on in Jackson, sign up so you can get information regarding the event today and also future events, okay? So thank you and God bless. Much love. Shout out to my friends everywhere, Big D, Atlanta, Miami, New York, Minneapolis, London, everywhere. and those of you that would like to be a guest, please let me know also. And send me your awesome music. I have a lot of music, but especially your holiday songs. I would love to add your holiday music and songs, remakes, originals to my playlist for the holiday season. Email me at culturetreshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KulturetreshockEntertainment@yahoo.com. You can follow me at SoundCloud.com if you have a SoundCloud account at CultureShock Inc. -Beth11. And also a Reverb Nation. You can find me there. CultureShock Entertainment, my label page, and my artist page is Miss Beth Nelson. You know, and you can see Purple Bizarre Love Fest. So that's my pseudonym name, but you all know that. And you can get music to me that way also, okay? Because a lot of artists, you notice, a lot of artists are my friends that I network with on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation also, okay? But again, thank you, because I have to get permission. I like to get the okay. And, hey, it's okay. It's cool for you to play my music. But again, thank you and God bless. And I really appreciate your support from forever. The show is still developing, but I thank you so much for your support. And the amazing, wow, we're like at 117,000 views right now. Remember when we were approaching 100,000 views and the listens have surpassed 20,000? And so just amazing listenership and really, really appreciate it, you know, really. So, again, I won't keep going on and on, but I just wanted to, it's important to let our listeners and friends and supporters know that, you are appreciative. I like to know that I'm appreciative, that people appreciate me for supporting them. So I'm just letting you know that I really appreciate your support. So thank you, and God bless. Big shout-out to David Harrison Levi, my inspiration. also, Amy Jo Berman, audition acting coach. She and I are working on getting these pounds off, too. And just shout out to many, to the prayer warriors and those independent artists and entrepreneurs and business owners out there and just people just holding their heads up. We got to keep our heads up, y'all, like Tupac used to sing and say, we got to hold our heads up. But again, thank you. God bless. Much love. Here's 3 days. Karen is sharing. Mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams, okay? Again, but seriously, thank you. And we'll be talking Black Friday and Black Thursday also tomorrow in regards to preparing for the holidays. Thank you so much. God bless.